Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Where you're invited to take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Lori.
And I'm actually traveling tomorrow to go see some of my family. So I have a story here that I want to get into about political polarization in the United States. And I'm not seeing the vast majority of my family. I'm basically seeing my sister and my nephew. And I don't... Hopefully she didn't even tell any other family members that I'm going to be there for this because I don't want to see them. But thinking about this, I kind of would like to argue politics with these people now that I think about it because that would be – it would be fun for me. But I don't think they would enjoy it very much.
And what was it we were saying about libertarians arguing earlier and liking to?
Well, there's no doubt I like trolling. And at this point, my existence to them is just a giant – black stain on them that they're torn about. Like, my father was remarking about this to my sister. He's like, I want to be proud and I want to tell people about this, but I can't because she's trans. So, the troll in me loves how proud he is and yet how simultaneously ashamed he is. So, I would love to throw that in his face and just argue politics in him, tell him he's wrong and stupid, and here are the long list of reasons why that is. My family's never been one to talk politics during the holidays. Religion is more likely to come up during the holidays than politics.
They're the same thing.
They are.
Yeah.
Talking politics during the holidays, though, it can turn family gatherings into hostile debates very quickly. While most people eventually forgive and forget these political disagreements, I'm not sure that's true. I've seen people for the last several years blocking family members and longtime friends on Facebook and social media and refusing to have anything to do with them over political disagreements.
I did that to my sister over being racist.
But that's fair.
I think that's fair. But like me and my dad will talk about what we don't agree about and then go on just hanging out. Like, we don't agree on things that are crazy. But if somebody in my family was racist, like my sister, then I'll not talk to her.
I think that's different because that's a hateful view and not like just something I think is proper.
I remember in 2016 it was really bad. I'm in this Facebook group called Pantsuit Nation that I'm probably still a member of and it's just gone dormant. I don't know. I'm in a lot of Facebook groups, but this one was just a group of Hillary Clinton supporters. And I wasn't a Hillary Clinton supporter, but they took one look at my profile and they said, yeah, this person, absolutely. And from the election on, it was just them crying. But prior to that, it was a lot of, I unblocked my father and how he's never going to see his grandkids and stuff like that because of political disagreements. So this author asks, is there a point of no return where Americans can no longer coexist with each other? I'd say, in fact, there is a point of no return and we've already reached it. That's why this American experiment has failed. That's why people should come to New Hampshire. People who love liberty should come to New Hampshire. Help us with our Declaration of Independence from the United States government. And then we don't have to try to coexist with the crazy liberals in California or the crazy conservatives in Texas. We can do our own thing, and we don't have to try to coexist within a single political system with them. We can coexist by saying, hey, you leave us alone, and we're going to leave you alone.
I think even politics aside, it's crazy to think that people in Maine should have to coexist with people in Southern California, because why should they have to be relying on the same system to just do their everyday things in their life? They shouldn't be connected at all. And that's just what people think has to be. It has to be America. We can't break up. That's crazy.
Well, they call this coexistence, but I'm not at all convinced that's coexistence. Coexistence would be New Hampshire independence and saying, hey, look, we're going to leave you alone. You leave us alone. The political system they have in place is the opposite of coexistence. It's, hey, I'm going to take power and I'm going to force society to go in the way that I want it to go. And the other side says, no, we're going to take power and we're going to force society in the way that we want it to go. And their two worldviews are diametrically opposed. So they're not coexisting. They're just fighting with one another perpetually. That's not coexistence at all. That's just stopping just short of killing each other in the streets.
People have a weird clinging on to tradition and the way things have always been done. Some guy thousands or hundreds of years ago decided this is the way we're going to do it, and this is the way we've always done it, so this is the way we have to keep doing it.
Yeah, but that system doesn't work.
No.
And, you know, Mark mentioned the sheriff campaign, where, because what that campaign proved was that the average American has no idea who they're voting for. And this is why the results surprised me so much, that there are like 4,000 people in the primaries, because we're always told the primary voters, they're the well-connected, they're the elite voters, they're the knowledgeable ones, they're the educated ones. Yeah, except they're not. They're just as, they may be slightly more educated and knowledgeable than the average voter, but it's ever so slightly. I mean, it's in the 1 to 2% more knowledgeable, more educated sphere. We're not talking, they're the ones who actually know who they're voting for. They're absolutely not. So if you blow that up to the general election, you have people in California who are voting for people about whom they know absolutely nothing. And those millions of people voting in California, who they vote for, what they vote for, is going to impact you directly here in New Hampshire. And that's completely insane.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter whether it works or not, and clearly it doesn't work, but the idea on its face is insane. You want to tell me that you really support a system that allows millions of people in California to just blindly vote for who's going to tell you what you can and can't do? That's insane. And it's not coexistence either, because the conservatives are constantly trying to get power back so that they can force the pull back all of the liberal progressive changes, and the liberals, the Democrats, then want to get into power to do the exact same thing. When a Republican gets in power, they're not motivated by pushing a conservative agenda. They just want to punish the Democrats for what the Democrats did when they were in office. And when the Democrats are in office, they're not interested in doing anything good for society. They just want to punish the Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
It's a system of abuse and retribution that is never ending, and no part of it has anything to do with coexistence. But a new study by researchers at Cornell University finds there may actually be a tipping point where no issue imaginable can unite Republicans and Democrats again. I can't think of a single issue that exists right now that Republicans and Democrats are united about. I mean, if you go to MSNBC.com, I don't know if this is true today, but 2 days ago I checked it, and every single one of the articles that they had, like the first 10 articles, they were either about Trump or they were about the January 6th riot or insurrection.
My phone always gets Washington Post notifications, and it's always about the January 6th, quote, insurrection.
Yeah, does anyone care about that at this point? I mean, but that's what the Democratic news feeds are constantly putting forward to them. Oh, look what Republicans did. Look what the conservatives did. They attempted an insurrection. Be afraid. Don't tolerate these people. Punch them. Punch the Nazis.
It's completely possible to just ignore Trump to where he seems like he doesn't exist. I do it every single day.
More often than not, I forget that Trump exists.
I really do, too.
People's views are so nuanced, too. I can't believe that people are okay with being like, there's two teams, and you got to pick one, and that's it. You're on this team or you're on this team. And if you're not on that team, then you hate that team. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
People seem to do that with everything. Like, I always hear people who have never been Christian in their lives in the South saying things like, I don't believe in God, just like it's just Christianity. You know what I mean? Like, there's either believing in God or not believing in God, and it's the only option is Christianity. It's really weird.
Well, that's the result of Christians basically taking over the United States.
So,
I mean, it's by far the dominant religion in the United States.
That's so, like the only option in their heads, though. It's the same thing with Republican and Democrat.
True. Their findings reveal that at this point, extreme polarization becomes irreversible. The team's predictive model for measuring the behavior of a polarized political group, like the current U.S. Senate, shows that even after an attack by a foreign power or another pandemic, it would not heal the political divide. So I would speculate that at this point, you probably could unite Democrats and Republicans with an attack by a foreign power. But I don't know why they say another pandemic would not heal the political divide. All the last, quote, pandemic did was make the political divide worse. It just gave Republicans and Democrats something else to fight about. There's more coming up about political polarization. I'm of the opinion that they don't get along, these two groups, so they should stop trying to sit at the same table. Just leave each other alone. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, where you can weigh in with your thoughts and opinions. Talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you want to do that. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. And here at Free Talk Live, we're raising funds with Give Directly, the first nonprofit that allows you to give money directly to people living in extreme poverty. They locate recipients in need and use mobile money to send them cash with no strings attached. And research shows that giving people money to when they live in poverty can help drive a range of important positive changes in their lives, like employment, nutrition, health, and education. Plus, cash allows individuals to invest in what they need instead of relying on aid organizations and donors thousands of miles away to choose for them. And I think that's a better way of handling it. So Free Talk Live is matching your donations, which helps families in Bomet and Kilifi counties in Kenya who are in need. We're matching your donations up to $30,000. So if you're feeling generous this holiday season, head over to give.freetalklive.com and help some of these areas that have been plagued by drought, floods, and food insecurity. There's no better way to help families in Kenya, in my opinion. That's give.freetalklive.com. That'll take you directly there. Give.freetalklive.com. We have Van calling from South Carolina. Van, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you been?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, man, y'all sound real uptight. Look,
we're uptight.
No, about politics and stuff. Like, you know, they're all liars. Look,
yeah.
If we're libertarians, we secede. It's going to happen, man. Okay?
It may happen here in New Hampshire.
I'm a grandfather.
Yeah, I don't mean to interrupt you.
But my grandchildren are going to see this. There's going to, okay, you got the Bill of Rights, you got this stuff. Okay? Yeah. People who don't believe it, go. All right? And I'm not going to see it, man, because I got lung cancer. But I'll tell you something else, man.
Van.
No, I don't.
Yeah, Van. You may see it sooner than you think because New Hampshire has already put forward legislation in the House of Representatives that it would put on the ballot the question of whether or not New Hampshire should or is peaceably declaring independence from the United States government. And we don't even have a hearing date for that yet, but it's probably going to be in the next few months. And we could actually see that put on the ballot, and we don't know what will happen after that. So it could be something, Van, that you see in your lifetime. Go ahead.
Oh, no. What I see in my lifetime, no, it's going to happen. I'm an old dude. I'm 60 years old, okay? I just see it in my grandkids' life, okay?
Yeah,
you don't know about me?
You're still here. The ballot.
No, I heard a beep on my phone. Okay.
The ballot, it could be, the question could be on the ballot next year. As in this upcoming November.
No,
yes.
We have to secede.
Yes, here in New Hampshire.
Man.
Yes, here in New Hampshire. Van, here in New Hampshire, there is legislation in the state house right now.
Yeah, but you're telling me, man, we got to go. We got to roll big.
Yeah.
Get the hell out of this stuff, man.
Yeah, that's why.
Because it's not working.
That's why New Hampshire has proposed this independence legislation that, again, is currently in the House of Representatives. It's got a bill number. It's going to get...
Oh, man.
It's going to get a hearing. It's going to get
a committee.
Voted on.
Yep.
That's so great. No, that is awesome. See, I live in South Carolina. Okay, it'll happen one day. But, you know, like I said, I'm an old guy, and I got my grandkids to see it. There's going to come a day, no, we're not taking this anymore. And I just hope no one gets hurt, man. I love y'all. I'm a libertarian. God bless you, and you're rocking it. Rock the libertarian stuff.
Awesome. Thank you so much for the call tonight, Van. It's encouraging to hear that. I tend to think secession's probably not going to happen for your grandkids, to be honest, because I think the United States government is going to collapse before it can get to that point. It'll probably, honestly, collapse before we get to the point of New Hampshire independence. That's assuming the ballot doesn't end up, the question doesn't appear on the ballot next year, which it might, but realistically, there's not a great chance of it happening. But even if it does end up on the ballot, we don't know what the people of New Hampshire will do. But the United States government, all empires ultimately fall. And the United States government has shown through the last several years that it's only turning the printing presses up higher. It's only debasing its currency further at a faster and faster rate, something like 9% consumer price increases in a single year. That's a scary number when you think about it, because Venezuela deals with much higher levels of inflation. Other countries deal with much higher levels of inflation, but they only get to those levels of 100% inflation over the course of, you know, 6 weeks, because they started with 9% inflation. That means all of your money buys 9% less today than it did this time a year ago. And the reason for that is because the U.S. government has printed so much more money. I'm surprised it's only 9%, given that the entire U.S. money supply was printed like within the last 20 months. The 20% of all the money supply printed in the last 20 months.
It probably is higher. Isn't that just official government numbers?
I don't know where the 9% came from, honestly. I think we did talk about someone who actually did the numbers in the way that they should be done, and he came up with like 30% or something
that
like that.
That sounds more like it.
But at any rate, prices are going to go increase. They loved talking about the wage increases that everyone got, because a lot of workers did get wage increases. When I was working at my other job, I was one of them. But, oh, look, the average wage increase was like 4.5% or something, and then inflation came along, or the price increase came along at 9%, and just completely wiped out that wage increase, to the extent that even though they're technically making more money now than they were a year ago, that money is buying less than it would be if they were still making that same amount and none of that inflation had actually happened. Those kinds of things destroy empires. That's always been the destroy of empires. To make matters worse, there's this stuff going on with China and Russia and Ukraine. I don't know what's happening there because I don't follow it very closely. But if China actually invades Taiwan, which I don't know if they will or not, who knows what Xi Jinping is going to actually do, the United States is going to respond to that militarily, and a war with China would be catastrophic for the entire world, but especially for the United States and China. Add on top of that all of the inflation, the shipping shortages, the fact that, you know, we have one truck driver, I think, for every 19 containers already sitting on ports. We have closed industrial facilities. We have no one working. We have massive amounts of unemployment. No one looking for jobs for whatever mysterious reason. All of that is very, very bad for the United States, and I just don't see how the empire could survive it.
Another reason to leave the Union.
Absolutely. Take no responsibility for the mess the United States government, I think, is about to get itself into. I don't know what's going on in Ukraine either. You know, I'm here in the West. I only know what Western media tells me.
My mom said she hopes that the U.S. intervenes for Ukraine, and I was just like, why would a world war be better than, you know, Russia going into Ukraine?
I know the United States is building up a troop presence in Ukraine, and I know that the Russian government is building up a troop presence on the borders of Ukraine. I don't know what's going to happen there, and I don't want to have anything to do with it. You know, if the United States government wants to fight Russia, and they want to fight China over Taiwan, and they want to do it over Ukraine as well, they shouldn't, but I don't want to have anything to do with that. Get me the hell out of this thing that makes me, as, quote, an American citizen, somehow culpable for this nonsense.
You don't get a choice. You were born.
There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden spending part of his Wednesday assessing the damage at a tornado-ravaged neighborhood in Mayfield, Kentucky. Biden saying the federal government will continue to do everything possible to help Kentucky. Meanwhile, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says stories of tornado survivors in Kentucky are harrowing.
But in recent days, we also heard about the generosity, the hard work, and the hope that are helping our state recover.
McConnell speaking on the Senate floor. Consumers are spending at a slower rate as retail sales in November rose slightly. Sales at U.S. retail stores, online sellers, and restaurants rose by just 0.3% in November from the previous month. It appears Amazon is once again having a big server outage. It has taken down Twitch and possibly other streaming platforms. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Republican politicians claim critical race theory in schools is teaching kids that America is inherently racist and people get certain advantages based on the color of their skin. And Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis explains how the state's new Stop Woke Act will address critical race theory in Florida schools.
It will put into statute the Department of Education's prohibition on CRT in K through 12 schools. No taxpayer dollars should be used to teach our kids to hate our country or to hate each other.
Russian President Vladimir Putin confirms that he'll be at the upcoming Winter Olympic Games in China, even as other nations are staging a diplomatic boycott. The Olympics are taking place in Beijing, but China's human rights record is leading many countries to say they won't send top officials to the Games. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. We're here, everybody, to take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever is on your mind. Free Talk Live, of course, is talk radio you control. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to weigh in. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
Oh, sorry, Bonnie.
It's Bonnie.
I feel okay about that because Ian did the same thing last night by accident. So, and we've been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business or organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. Well, Intercoin has launched its investor token worldwide on an exchange. You can create an account at exmarkets.com. That's xmarkets.com. With just an email address, which allows you to keep your privacy intact. You can also use Uniswap. You can find links to both of those on their website. That's intercoin.org, I-N-T-E-R-coin.org. You can get some Intercoin for yourself or learn about the project, help out in some other way, and you just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. That's intercoin.org. We're talking about political polarization here, and I think the United States has already passed the point, what they're describing as a tipping point. Evidently, their study, let's get further into it, their findings reveal that at this point, this is the tipping point. Extreme polarization becomes irreversible. The team's predictive model for measuring the behavior like of a polarized political group, like the U.S. Senate, shows that even an attack by a foreign power or, quote, another pandemic would not heal the political divide. And this is why I think we've already reached that point. The person who led this study says, instead of uniting against a common threat, the threat itself becomes yet another polarizing issue. Well, that sounds exactly like the pandemic that we just had, which has been a political issue, a polarizing political issue from the start. Republicans and Democrats didn't unite against COVID-19. They just fought about it. So I think we're probably already past that point, and the authors here just didn't realize that. We found that polarization increases incrementally only up to a point. The author adds, above this point, there's a sudden change in the very fabric of the institution, like the change from water to steam when the temperature exceeds the boiling point.
I think COVID-19 proved that even with something that's not a huge threat, the left will decide that if you don't listen to what the government says, that you should be basically put to death. And that just proves that people who don't agree with that should definitely, you know, break up and not try to live together. I can't live with somebody who thinks that if I don't wear a mask on my face just because a man that calls himself the governor said to, that I need to basically die. Like, that's what it really comes to.
That sort of thing has been building for a very long time in the United States. I go back to the 2016 election where I saw people saying that they were worried that Trump was going to put them in camps and he was going to exterminate the disabled and all of these other things. They were convinced that these things were going to happen to them. And it's because they sat there in their safe space college classrooms for the last 6 months prior to the election, telling themselves what an evil Hitler Trump was. And, of course, he turned out to do none of those things. He wasn't a good guy by any means, but he wasn't the boogeyman that they had told themselves he was going to be. But that boogeyman, that's a projection of their worst fears, and they want to do it to the Republicans before the Republicans can do it to them. Researchers say that their work builds on an earlier political model that study co-author Szymanski created to examine the two-party political system. That model looked at 30 years of congressional voting records, correctly predicting the shift in political polarization among 28 out of 30 of the U.S. Congresses. The new model simulates the behavior of 100 politicians within a legislature, like the Senate, who have varying opinions on 10 extremely divisive issues, including gun control and abortion. Over time, the model shows that lawmakers shift their positions on issues according to the influence of like-minded allies and arguments with partisan opponents. All sounds very, very believable. I imagine if you take a Democrat who's pro-abortion and a Republican who's anti-abortion and you make them argue with each other, it just makes the Democrat more pro-abortion and more convinced the Republican is Satan, and the Republican more anti-abortion and more convinced the Democrat is Satan. The team also manipulated their control parameters to see how political intolerance, party identity, and the strength of an outside threat impacts the political system. At each mile marker in time, the model recorded two specific measures of political polarization: partisan division and ideological extremism. Well, there's certainly plenty of ideological extremism to go around. And we see it everywhere in the United States. And people arguing, cutting out family members is just evidence of that. Oh, I can't believe my father voted for Trump. I'm never speaking to him again. He'll never have anything to do with his grandchildren. I've seen people say these things.
That's crazy.
And as far as I can tell, there's no reason not to believe them. I remember during the 2016 election, I had a liberal friend, a hardcore socialist friend, who I was arguing with about this. He was like, I saw some old lady crying today because she's going to die before 2020. And she really wanted to see that glass ceiling broken in her life. And now she's traumatized. She's crying because Trump won. So I sat there and cried with her. I was like, look, man, that is not the way to handle this. You don't cry with someone, you lift them up. You don't join them in their wallowing in pity and tears and sorrow. You give them reasons to be hopeful.
Well, for whatever reason, the powers that be wanted Joe Biden to become president, and I think the only way that even Democrats would have elected Joe Biden, the author of the crime bill, known racist and warmonger is by first putting up somebody who represented everything they hate, and the only way to get rid of him is voting for Joe Biden. So I think that that's why Trump had to happen.
Well, that's the whole thing that she was crying about, if it's because a woman didn't get elected, is such a shallow thing to cry about anyway.
Yeah. That's what this person said she was crying about. I was like,
that's silly.
Yeah. Aren't you the same person arguing that gender doesn't matter? So.
Right.
Congratulations, you didn't...
It only matters when they want it to matter.
Yeah, it's a very conflicting position. But, yeah, the team... I said that. At each mile... I said that as well. Study authors describe political division as the typical differences of opinion between each party. Meanwhile, the model calculated the level of extremism based on the range of far-left and right-wing positions lawmakers have on a particular issue. And they're only becoming more entrenched and more divided. The Texas abortion law, of course, recently was not put down by the Supreme Court. I don't know because I didn't follow it very closely. But we only see that legislation as a result of President Biden being the president. So we saw the same thing in 2008 and 2012 with Republican states doing everything they could to push as hard as they could against liberalism because we had a liberal president. And, of course, now the Democratic governor of California, Newsom, I think his name is looking at that and going, that's great. We're going to apply that same argument to gun manufacturers and gun shops. If someone commits a crime with a gun and you help them get that gun or whatever, you can now be sued for $10,000. So the liberals in California, they only have that idea because of Republicans in Texas. And they're only implementing that idea as a way to punish Republicans in Texas somehow.
If only we didn't live in a system where you can vote to, you know, aim a bullet at another person and not even actually help your life get any better, you know? That's all it really is.
Right.
Yeah, they're not trying to improve things in California. They're just trying to punish Texas and Republicans. And that's true across the political spectrum. Democrats aren't trying to do anything to make anything better. They just want to punish Republicans.
Right, it's team sports.
Yeah, and Republicans don't want to do anything to make anyone's lives better. They just want to punish Democrats. Mm-hmm. They don't care about their issues. They just care about doing whatever makes the Democrats unhappy. And the Democrats only care about doing whatever makes the Republicans unhappy. The process resembles a meltdown in a nuclear reactor. Up to a point, technicians can bring the core temperature back down by increasing the flow of water. But if the temperature goes critical, there is a runaway reaction that cannot be stopped. We're going to talk more about political polarization because I think we've probably already reached that point. What do you think? 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. Have you ever cut someone in your family off because of their political associations? Give us a call. Or do you have a family member who won't speak to you because of your political associations? There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Of course, we allow you to take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is on your mind. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Lori.
And it is talk radio that you control. And if you value that, you may want to join the AMPS program. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. So if you value the show, if you want to help us advertise the show to more listeners, to reach out to more people, to market the show, to promote the show, if you want to show your support for the show, the AMPS program is the best way to do that. That's amps.freetalklive.com. It only costs $5 per month. That gets you into the AMP program. Alex here is a gold level member, which means that Alex is giving $10 per month to the AMPS program. Like I said, we don't ask that. It does come with a number of cool little perks, though, like an AMP All Day Facebook group. Of course, we're giving away the big box to our one of our amplifiers coming up on New Year's Eve. But really, the reason you should join is because you like Free Talk Live, you want to help the show reach more listeners, and you value the ideas of a national radio show where people can call in and just share their opinions on things, where you can hear from the average person, libertarian or not libertarian, about what they think is going on and what they think would be best or how we might solve a particular problem. So thank you so much, Alex, for your contribution. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Talking about political polarization here. And the example that this author gives points out that, you know, even the existence of an external threat, once you reach this breaking point, they say another pandemic, it just becomes another divisive issue for people instead of uniting them. And I don't know how anyone with a PhD could write that statement and not realize that we just experienced that for the last 20 months with Republicans and Democrats fighting about masks and forced vaccines. And I realize, libertarians, we've been here on the front lines as well about that, but we were never going to unite with the government in order to fight against COVID-19. There's just two forms of the same entity. One's trying to kill us, the other's trying to kill us. So they're both our enemies in this particular fight. But Republicans and Democrats, if there was a real external threat, they point to an attack by a foreign enemy or the next pandemic. The theory goes that they should unite together like the United States did during 9/11, when suddenly Democrat, Republican, white, black, none of that mattered anymore for like a magical 12 minutes. Mm-hmm. It didn't last long, but that attack, that perceived attack from an external enemy, it did unite people. If such a thing happened today, we're not seeing people being united. There was the attack on the embassy in Libya or whatever when I think Obama was president. I don't remember now. That didn't unite the American people. That just further divided them. The January 6th insurrection, that didn't unite people. It just further divided them in this pandemic. Same exact thing. It's not uniting anyone. It's just giving them something else to fight about.
And I think it's mostly the media's fault, because there are things that really should just be black and white, like it's right or wrong. Like, honestly, I think now that all the details came out about the Kyle Rittenhouse situation, it should be a black and white. You're a bad person if you think he shouldn't have been able to protect himself from dying. So I think that's black and white, but the media has people convinced that he's a white supremacist and all this crazy, like, extra stuff going on, so that way they have, if you're on the left, you must believe this thing, and if you're on the right, you must believe this thing, and it's really just because people are too plugged in, and they need to think for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is no right or wrong in their worldviews. There's, do you agree with me? If so, you're right. If you disagree with me, you're wrong, and you're stupid. They do have this perception, and this is one of the reasons why I left Quora. I used to be really popular there as an anarchist writer, but I had to get away from it because it just became so pervasive of people commenting, oh, I disagree, you're stupid. And that was the whole basis of their argument, is that they disagree with what you say, and they're assessing your intelligence, not based on your actual intelligence, but whether or not you agree with them. The more you agree with them, the smarter you are to them. And that's true of almost everyone in the United States. And they don't even realize that that's how they're gauging intelligence. It's not a matter of actual intelligence. It's a matter of obedience and allegiance to their political principles.
And it's because the education system is also the same setup as the media. Yeah. It's you're right if you have this opinion, and you're wrong if you have this opinion. And we cannot coexist. It has to be everyone, you know, believes this one thing.
Coexistence would be great, but what we have in the United States is not coexistence, and in my lifetime it hasn't been coexistence. Coexistence doesn't cause Hispanics to be caught at the border and thrown into cages and separated from their families. No part of that can be described as coexistence. Coexistence doesn't cause Californians and Texans to vote on the person who is ultimately going to be the ruler I have to obey, and if I don't obey them, they're going to kick in my door, and if they, well, let me rephrase it, if they think I don't obey them, they're going to kick in my door at 6 o'clock in the morning and haul me off to Merrimack County. That's not coexistence. That's, we're going to use aggression against you if you don't do what we say.
Mm-hmm. The state's beloved democracy is basically just all the people in Texas who are not going to get an abortion and are against abortions voting to make it impossible for all the people who would get abortions who happen to live in the same landmass.
Right. If you don't want one, don't get one.
Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty simple, right?
Yeah.
But see, they're not content with that.
No.
They want to control what other people do.
Right.
And it's just as true from the Democratic perspective. If you don't want the vaccine, don't get one. Common sense, right? But no, they want to force you to get the vaccine. It's no longer my body, my choice. It's no. No, society says, well, okay, that's the same thing the Republicans are saying about abortion, though.
Mm-hmm. If they think it's morally wrong to have an abortion to the point where you're offending them by doing it.
Yeah, they consider it to be murder. You consider me to be murdering people by not getting the vaccine. People called us manslaughterers for not wearing masks. And that's just short of calling people murderers, by the way. But let's just say the two terms are interchangeable. People have called me a murderer for not wearing a mask. So from the Democratic point of view, not being vaccinated, not wearing a mask, you're murdering people. And that's exactly what the Republicans say about people who want abortion. So let's just say my body, my choice, and leave it at that.
It's only when it's their body.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So up to a point, technicians can bring down the core temperature of a nuclear reactor by increasing the flows of water used to cool the reactor. But if the temperature goes critical, there's a runaway reaction that cannot be stopped. And I think we're probably seeing the first stages of that. Our study shows that something very similar can happen in a political reactor. The voters are like the nuclear technicians. It's up to us to bring the political temperature back down before it's too late. Well, that's never going to happen. Bonnie, as you pointed out, the media, they thrive on this division. Hate sells. Divisiveness sells. That's why NBC is constantly talking about Trump and the January 6th, quote, insurrection. And that's why Fox News is constantly criticizing Joe Biden and saying positive things about Republicans. Polarization sells. Hate sells. And Americans are buying. We see this very disturbing pattern in which a shock brings people a little bit closer initially. I don't remember now if we saw that during the start of the COVID-19 pandemic or not. But if polarization is too extreme, eventually the effects of a shared fate are swamped by the existing divisions and people become divided even on the shock issue. And again, that's COVID-19, whether there was a pandemic or not. I tend to think that COVID-19 is obviously real, but it's really no worse than a flu from what I can tell based on the numbers. But it divided people into two horrific camps, both of whom just wanted control one way or another. If Republicans actually meant, you know, it's our body, we should have the right to choose for it, I could be on board with that. But libertarians are the only ones who are actually saying that consistently. And it's not because we want to force Democrats to be libertarians or because we want to force Republicans to be libertarians. It's because, no, we just want to be left alone. We don't want to participate in your little hatred fighting that is leading you into the brink. We just want to stay away from it. They go on, if we reach that point, we cannot unite, even in the face of war, climate change, pandemics, or other challenges to the survival of our society.
I would not want to live in a society where I'm united with the other citizens of my country because we're at war with another country, and I'm united with the people who just happen to be born on the same part of the planet as me. That's mindless, you know.
It is.
Worship.
That's jingoism. That's just nationalism, basically. It's, oh, well, but I was born here, and my country's fighting yours, so screw you and your country. You're evil, and I hate you. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. That's not people should unite in love and not hatred of a thing. But I think this is revealing because so much of what governments in history have done is they've created enemies in order to unite the people. And there's pretty good arguments that 9/11 was allowed to happen as a way of uniting the people to justify the invasion of the war of Iraq. And similar things have happened throughout history. Of course, Hitler was notorious for scapegoating people in order to unite the Germans. It doesn't work past a certain point, though. And I think that's hopeful because based on what I can tell, based on the COVID-19 pandemic, we're already past that point where the government can't just create a boogeyman and say, this is the enemy. We have to unite against the enemy because Republicans and Democrats are too busy fighting each other to fight with that enemy. And that's at least better to me, having them fight each other because they hate each other, than having them fight people because the government has told them they needed to hate them. We're out of time for tonight. You can join us on our chat server, though. That's chat.freetalklive.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR
PDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.